KDOM Radio, AM 1580 and FM 103.1. It is time for the Coaches Show as we talk some boys basketball as these coaches and their players get ready for the playoffs just around the corner. We talk with them about the end of the season and what's to come. It's Coaches Show here on KDOM.
Hammers Furniture and Flooring on the Square in downtown Windham is your local retail furniture, flooring, bedding, and window treatment store, dedicated to quality, value, and service. Stop by today or visit hammerswindham.com.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of our community. At Leading Edge Credit Union, it's people over profits, better rates, personal service, and investing in you. Stop in today and see the credit union difference. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Jenegas of Westbrook Walnut Grove Boys Basketball. And Coach, regular season has wrapped up as we speak today here on this Wednesday. We'll go back a little bit to Friday, February 13th. You guys had Heron Lake Okabena Fulda on the road. And, you know, the Coyotes, they're a scrappy team. You know, they've played some tough competition this year, but, you know, they've got some size inside. And, you know, they can shoot the ball relatively well, and it just kind of looked like a tough night for you guys on the road there, coming off a tough loss against Hills Beaver Creek, and the Coyotes were able to get the job done 60-43.
Yeah, you know, like you said, we're not only coming off that, you know, which was a kind of a struggle of a loss against Hills, but prior to that Hills game had been four games in a row for us without a practice, and, you know, heading into Okabena, which traditionally for us has been a challenging place to play, and we found ourselves up 9-2 early, and then just kind of hit a wall offensively. Weren't able to, you know, get really anything easy in transition, and I thought, you know, the HLF squad did a good job of, you know, dictating some tempo. However, we still went into halftime just trailing 24-23. Scored the first two baskets of the second half, you know, and, you know, still had, I think, had a one-point lead with 6 minutes to go, and what kind of was a little bit of primarily in their favor for the second half, but, you know, a little run gave us a late lead, and then we just couldn't score in the final 6 minutes. And probably most of all, I mean, we didn't shoot the ball very well from the perimeter, but also in the second half, we didn't shoot any free throws. And, you know, I don't know which game of the year this was for us, you know, the 22nd game of the year or whatever it was. It was only the third time that we hadn't shot and made more free throws than our opponents. And so that just kind of tells me, like, you know, we weren't attacking. And that's not necessarily about, you know, getting shooting foul opportunities, putting the ball in spots to put the defense in foul situations early in the half so that you could get into the bonus down the stretch. And, you know, most credit to the Heron Lake guys for, you know, making shots down the stretch, and we just weren't able to counter that. So, you know, our leading scorer was Connor Jacobs with 11, Neil Keel with 10. But probably the biggest thing for us on this night was that we're able to get Kyle Curry on the floor. And Kyle had a shoulder injury from the football season, and we didn't think he was going to get to play at all this year. So to add a player into the rotation at this time of the year who has, you know, who has made, you know, 30 career starts and has had games in his career where he's scored 20 points, and, you know, he was one of the best three-point shooters in the Red Rock Conference in the second half of last season. So to add that into our mix, you know, we know that, you know, that's going to take – time for us to figure out, but that was a positive bonus for us here on that night.
All right, so a tough loss there against the Coyotes. Coming off back-to-back losses on Tuesday, you guys had Red Rock Central, and, you know, that's always a little bit of a difficult matchup as the Falcons and the Chargers know each other very well. A lot of the guys play with each other in baseball in the spring season, and, you know, very familiar with one another, and Now, the Falcons, they play with a lot of passion, very passionate group. You know, Henry Stovness, one of the best players in the Red Rock Conference, and it looked to be a high-scoring affair, but you guys able to get the job done there at home, 86-73.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Red Rock had five threes in the first half, and, you know, that's not a shot that we always make. So, you know, you got to right there, you got to make up those points in a hurry. I think we found ourselves down 26-15 or 26-17, something like that, early in the half. And then a few small changes defensively allowed us to go on a 20-0 run toward the end of the first half. They did end the half on a 5 or 6 point run. So going to the half up by five, and then kind of, you know, scored the first couple baskets of the second half to get that lead into that, you know, 10-point range. That's kind of where it stayed, you know, for most of the second half, 10, 12 points, something like that. We got some positive contributions from several guys on this night, made 12 of 14 free throws. You know, Connor Jacobs, you know, tied this his season high with 4 3-pointers, so he had a career high 22 points. Drew Swanson was 8 of 10 from the line and ended with a game high 33. We also got 12 from sophomore guard Tucker Crick, and 10 of those, you know, coming in the second half. And that was a lot of, you know, some personnel changes we had to make during the game to try to match up to Red Rock and the players they had on the floor. And so it was nice to see those two sophomore guards really contribute. And then we had also 10 points from Jackson Jenningus, and, you know, just a good, you know, like you said, coming off a couple of challenging losses where we, you know, scored a total of 77 points in the previous two games to come out and get an 86. That was a good change of pace at this time of the year.
Absolutely. Big win there for you against Red Rock Central. And then you had Edgerton on the road. And, you know, Edgerton is a team that, you know, came into the season with high expectations, and they're having a solid year. They've got some really good athletes with the Gunnick brothers, as well as Cade Moffitt, you know, very long point guard. They get after it defensively. But you guys able to pick up a win on the road there on a Friday night, 67-62.
Yeah, you know, we try to use a little bit of what we had learned in the first go around when we were able to come away with a win at home. And, you know, just that length, and, you know, they came out and played a defense that we weren't expecting them to play. So it took some time to, you know, adjust a little bit, but we made 8 3-pointers in the first half. And that's, you know, just like the previous night when we played Red Rock and they made some in the first half. We went 8 of 15 in the first half and got 3 of 4 from Kyle Curry. He made 3 in a row at one point to really push the lead for us, and took a 13-point lead into halftime, and we're able to build that lead up to 20 at about the 14-minute mark of the second half, and then it was a kind of a scramble down the stretch, and Edgerton actually ended up with the ball and a baseline out of bounds. We were, you know, up 3 at that time, and we're able to defend well and get a steal and make a pair of free throws to secure the victory. But a really good team, a good team win, you know, held Cade Moffitt to 13 points. That was a real positive for us. And Colin Schulton, who probably is their second scorer, he just had one layup. So defensively, I thought we did things we needed to do, rebounded the ball well, and then, like I said, made those threes in the first half. You know, Drew Swanson had 24. We got 11 from Kyle Curry. We got 10 from Neil Keel, 8 from Max Weiberg, 8 from Jackson Jenningus, 6 from Connor Jacobs. So some really nice balance. And again, you know, shot 3 times as many free throws as our opponent. And so if you're not shooting the ball well, or, you know, having a hard time, you know, finding some offensive flow, getting to that foul line, seeing the ball go in can be beneficial many times.
All right, and then to finish off the regular season, had the weekend, and then on Monday, you had Southwest Minnesota Christian at home, and, you know, the Eagles, very good squad this year, and it looked like a tough offensive night for you, and the Eagles got to win 78-35.
Well, I mean, it's never easy playing those guys, and it's definitely never easy playing those guys on a Monday coming off of a Friday. So it's the second, you know, just happened to be in the schedule this year. We played Southwest Christian twice on Monday nights. So having the 0 days of prep with some of our younger guys who probably lack some muscle and some size in some situations can, you know, provide some challenges. And they just played at a much higher sense of urgency and faster pace, and their big guys did a lot of the scoring, you know, for them on this night. We're able to hold their leading scorer to 9 points, but, you know, their big guys countered with 20 and 19. And offensively for us, you know, we were 3-16 from three, and, you know, we only made five field goals in the second half. And they kind of got us right out of the gates, and we had some struggles managing the basketball early, and then it just kind of was a whirlwind after that. But we're able to get a lot of guys on the floor. You know, not the way you want to play in your last home game of the season, but on one side of that story is just like we're kind of starting to look ahead to the next adventure already earlier in that day. So we just put that one behind us, and we look ahead to the next one.
Yeah, Coach, and that next one is coming up here Saturday, Super Saturday in Worthington. You've been coaching for a long time. I can throw every single cliche at you when it comes to Worthington's Super Saturday event, but, you know, it is a situation where anything can happen. It's a 4 o'clock game for you, probably will be a little bit later than that, you know, with the 3 games before you, so may feel a little bit more normal time-wise, but anything can happen over there Super Saturday. Just never really know. What's kind of the expectations headed into this one? A Murray County Central team that you've seen twice already this year, but both very close games.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we feel like in both games that we had some opportunities where we've made some good scoring runs, and then we also had some droughts. And so, you know, just trying to avoid the 6 or 7 possession drought, you know, obviously they have some size advantage on us. You know, they're healthy. You know, they've added players back into their rotation, but you know what? So have we. So, you know, we kind of feel like that's a wash. And, you know, what we talked to our guys about earlier this week was like, you know, we've played 26 games and we've had a pretty unconventional schedule this season due to some, you know, just how the schedule worked out with the calendar, but also just some weather changes and whatnot. And, you know, we haven't had a ton of games where we've had multiple days to prep for an opponent. You know, we've had stretches where we played 3 games without a practice. We've played 4 games without a practice. We played 5 Mondays, you know. So, you know, we feel like having the opportunity to prep and to catch our breath a little bit will be a bonus. And, you know, we know that we're going to have to make some jump shots. So we're going to have to find ways to get the foul line, and we're going to have to rebound the ball defensively. And we're going to have to guard for 25 to 30 seconds of possession, and just you can't play on the roller coaster of a basketball game, because there are going to be some highs. The crowd's going to be really fired up in your half, and then there's going to be some lows where the crowd's going to be really fired up on their half, and you can't let your emotions and all that stuff get in the way, and you just got to go and, you know, kind of, you know, play the basketball game like you're a 10-year-old, you know, when you just couldn't wait to get up on a Saturday morning and go play, and it was fun. And you did it for yourself and your teammates and all those people there to support you. And at the end of the day, you just want to know that you put forth the effort that you could. And, you know, if the scoreboard works out in your favor, that's the bonus.
Absolutely, Coach. Very exciting to get there to Super Saturday. Good luck here coming up on Saturday. We appreciate you taking the time, as always, here on The Coach's Show. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on The Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Connect your world with WyndhamNet, your local fiber optic telecommunications provider. Business and residential phone service, internet service, home Wi-Fi, and cable TV. Find out more at WyndhamNet.com.
Custom Threads in Worthington for all your custom apparel needs. We offer direct-to-garment printing, embroidery, and laser engraving. That's Custom Threads in Worthington. And online at CustomThreadsMN.com. That's CustomThreadsMN.com.
Welcome back to The Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Schumacher of Red Rock Central Boys Basketball, and Coach, not the end of the season I'm sure you were hoping for, but we'll go back here to some of those final games. You had Westbrook Walnut Grove at home, or on the road there, and you know, the Chargers, that's a tough place to play. You know, on the road, Westbrook Walnut Grove, looks like they shot the ball really well. You guys able to score some points also, but you know, probably a game of runs there as Westbrook Walnut Grove ended up getting the win 86-73.
Yeah, like you had said there, you know, not the way that you know, you want to be playing here right now. And I think, and it is a little bit disappointing, especially having a veteran team, a group of guys that's pretty much started two full seasons here now, for them to really lack understanding and toughness is really frustrating right now. In terms of the Walnut Grove game there, came out really well and had built a nice lead up to kind of halfway through the first half there, 27-18. And they called a timeout, and kind of throughout the course of the next 5 minutes, we didn't get a basket. Shot selection maybe wasn't the best, maybe missed a couple easy ones. And we gave up an 18-0 run, which is completely inexcusable to you know, a team where you know you got to stop Drew and, you know, kind of just handle the rest. And some of the other key players, the Jacobs kid, had a phenomenal night, probably a career night for him, especially in his young career. But really disappointing on the defensive end of the floor in the first half there, allowing them to get back into that game. They had just come off of a tough game the Friday night before, and our inability to really kind of keep the hammer down there in the first half kind of let them back in it. And then we had a ball game in the second half where they got a little bit of a run in the second half, extended it out, I think, to 10. And we just weren't able to have enough quite firepower there to overcome some of those things and weren't able to get a win, even though I thought we had kind of positioned ourselves in a fairly decent spot. But that first half, the lack of understanding and toughness just killed us.
Yeah, tough one there in section and conference matchup against the Chargers. And, you know, following that, had another conference opponent in Russell Tyler Ruth then at home on that Friday. And looked to be a tough offensive night for you guys, a win for RTR 84-47.
Yeah, first half was a great first half. I thought we played really well. It was kind of the game where that was one that whether I was trying to convince the guys or whether they believed it themselves of this is one that we really want to go win. Let's get one of these 50-50 games and let's go win it. And especially playing really close out in Tyler a month earlier. Henry had a phenomenal first half. He was, for a stretch there, he was pretty much unguardable. He had 25 points in the first half. And then nobody really did anything different necessarily in the second half. But they certainly came out. They're a very senior-oriented team. Rely heavily there, and their two guards did a really nice job in the second half. Both the Shears kid and the Jewel kid, and they did a really nice job and made us kind of have to do some things that we haven't been accustomed to doing over the course of the year, and took advantage of it and ended up shooting from 2-point field goals nearly 80% on the night. So again, it kind of the same story of, unfortunately, of the week of, you know, lack of defensive understanding, lack of some toughness, willingness to adapt throughout the game there to get some stops, and just finding scoring in the second half there as shot selection wasn't the greatest, and it kind of took Henry out of his rhythm there as well, and you know, just weren't able to get a nice win at home on a Friday night, which, you know, heading into the week of playoffs would have been great.
Yeah, you know, final game of the regular season was last night. You guys had Mountain Lake Area Comfrey at home. Always kind of an odd situation because the seating is out. You know what you got here coming up for playoffs, but you got that final regular season game, in conference game against Mountain Lake Area Comfrey, and you know, the Wolverines were able to come to town. Aiden Olson having a career night with 44 points, and the Wolverines got to win 79-70.
Yeah, so with just some things of moving a game a day and then kind of shortening up a week here a little bit, which was just fine. It allowed us to get a practice in on Monday. And, you know, really a good opportunity for some seniors there on senior night to go out and get a win for them. But, you know, started the game down 3-13 and, you know, kind of battled back from that. Had a 1-point halftime lead there, which was good. And I thought we would kind of be able to kind of continue to ride some momentum and just kind of overcome some things. You know, we talked about, you know, defending Aiden a little bit better there at halftime. And, you know, it's the exact same thing I've said twice already with, you know, where we had some deficiencies and they just didn't make adjustments on the floor and didn't have enough timeouts to make those. And a little bit of credit there to Aiden. He was certainly feeling it, whether he, you know, he scored his 1,000th point there last night. And he was really gunning for it. And that ball looked really good leaving his hand. And we just did a really poor job of pushing him off his spots, making him defer to other guys. You know, Henry had a phenomenal night for us. He finished with 41, but at the end of the day, it was, you know, just not good enough on the defensive end of the floor. We gave up a couple transition baskets kind of early throughout the midway part of the second half there. You know, had a couple big deficits. We came back from 10. We came back from 8, but just didn't have enough answers on the defensive end of the floor to kind of hold off there. Once we did take a 1-point lead with about 3 minutes to go, you know, missed a couple baskets and gave up a couple baskets, and then they stretched it at the end with making a lot of free throws. You know, they were 20-26 from the free throw line with Aiden Olsen making 12-13. So kudos to them for coming in and playing well, and Aiden especially for having a career night there for him.
Yeah, always tough here, Coach, to end the season on a loss. And, you know, you mentioned it at the start of us talking here, that maybe not playing the best basketball at the end of the season like a lot of teams want to do, obviously, headed into the playoffs. But an opportunity coming up here on Thursday, home game, play-in game against the Heron Lake Okemino Fulda Coyotes, a team who you saw twice early on in the season. And, you know, we always say it's tough to beat a team three times in 1 year, but you also mentioned you got an experienced group there that's played a lot of basketball for the Falcons. What's kind of the expectations headed into Thursday and the plan here to try to get to Super Saturday?
Well, the expectation first and foremost is to win, bottom line. And, you know, having played well, as much as I've been frustrated here with our recent defense, the two times that we have played them defensively pretty well and done a nice job. We've been really active. Rebounded really well, especially for against a team that we give up quite a bit of height at every position, 1 through 5 there. We've done a really nice job with it. And then it's going to be about, you know, getting good shots, getting high quality shots, and then playing the game at our tempo that we want to play it at. They'll probably be down. I don't know if the Bell kid will play tomorrow night there or not. But making sure that we kind of take advantage of everything that we have going for us in terms of, you know, the best offensive player in the conference, home crowd advantage, home court advantage, and then just playing with a much greater sense of urgency and a much greater level of engagement, excitement, enthusiasm. Those types of things are things that we need to do to have a nice win and get to Super Saturday and let the cards fall where they may, and go play well there again.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Good luck tomorrow night in that play-in against the Coyotes. Again, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yes, thank you very much for the coverage throughout the whole season here. We really appreciate it, and thank you very much.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Hospice of Murray County is the number one choice for 24-hour care and home hospice care since 1987. Your loved one will receive the quality care they deserve and comforting care you expect. For more information, call Murray County Hospice at 507-836-8114. Let us walk this journey with you.
KDOM Radio, AM 1580 and FM 103.1. Was wondering why I couldn't hear myself. Now I can. It is 28 degrees here in Windham. We're halfway through the Coach's Show. Got a couple more coaches to talk to, but we do want to announce the KDOM Leading Edge Credit Union Player of the Week. and that is senior Renee Salentini of Heron Lake Okemino Fulda. Renee with a big week, a big win on Thursday in the play-in game, and also a good game on Saturday at Super Saturday. Unfortunately, the Coyotes did not take the win there against Adrian Ellsworth, but Renee Salentini having a big game, finishing off her career in a big way for the Coyotes. And Renee Salentini, Heron Lake Okemino Fulda senior, is our Leading Edge Credit Union KDOM Player of the Week. We get back to the boys and their coaches coming up here on KDOM. Is a sports injury keeping you on the sidelines? Windham Area Health's Rehab Department will work with you to design a sports rehabilitation program to suit your individual needs. To get back in the game, call Windham Area Health's Rehab Department at 831-0634. Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Hildebrand of Mountain Lake Area come for you boys basketball. And Coach, a strong end to the season for you guys on a season that I know, you know, hasn't gone the way you would have hoped. Able to pick up some wins here towards the end. We'll start with a Saturday matchup against Buffalo Lake Hector Stewart at home. You know, BLHS is a team that's also, you know, struggling a little bit this year. And, you know, wanted to get that win, I'm sure, at home against Buffalo Lake Hector Stewart in a big way. And you guys were able to do that with a 67-51 win.
Definitely a big game for us. BLH, similar record to us. And both of us are trying to right the ship before playoff time. And we had this date circled on our schedule. And it was a game where first half we didn't play well. Second half, though, we really, really, really turned it on. We were able to put a lot of pressure on them defensively, made it a full-court game, put some full-court pressure on them, and ended up getting a lot of steals and a lot of points off those turnovers. I know Aiden Olson ended up with 30 points that game, but probably the biggest difference maker in that game was Max Fast, who had 16 points, but he also had 15 rebounds and I think 8 assists and 7 steals and a few blocks. So Maxton played a just outstanding all-around game, and it was a total team effort. And then when you had 30 in with Aiden Olson, that definitely helps.
Absolutely. Good win there at home. And, you know, winners of two of your last three headed into a matchup with Russell Tyler Ruthin. And, you know, RTR's been hovering right around that 500 mark, but they're an experienced team, and they've had a lot of success over the last couple of years. So they've kind of been through that grind, and, you know, they were able to get the win on the road there in Mountain Lake, 76-54.
Yeah, definitely a game where we wish we could take some things back. Probably the biggest thing was Maxton Fast, with about 5 minutes left in warm-ups, ended up rolling his ankle pretty bad, and he's sat out since then. So kind of a chaotic start to that game, but I thought our boys responded real well. We ended up losing 76-54, like you said, but when you see, you know, one of your captains and best players go down in warm-ups, you never are sure how the boys are going to take it. But I thought we competed real well. We just didn't make enough shots to win, even with Aiden Olson going for 30 again in that game, and Nolan Peters having a solid game with 15. We just didn't get scoring, you know, basically anywhere else. So against a good experienced team like that, you got to put the ball in the hole and score more than 54 points to win. But really proud of the way our boys battled.
Yeah, Coach, you know, tough with that adversity. And, you know, headed into Friday, you had Heron Lake Okemino Fulda at home. And, you know, another team that is struggling a bit this year, but they've got some size inside. They've kind of been a matchup problems for a lot of teams. And, you know, the Coyotes were able to get the win 69-56.
Yeah, they are somebody that we've struggled to match up with because of their size. And I know they had a kid out just like we had Max out, one of their better players too. But they drew up a really good game plan against us. They took away Aiden Olson, and we just weren't able to hit shots without Aiden scoring. So really struggled on that end. And then size-wise, just didn't hit the boards well on offense or on defense. And they really controlled that, and I know the Nielsen kid for them had a real good game. So very frustrating game for us. you know, it's one where I thought we competed really, really well against RTR. I didn't think we had that same energy and effort against HLOF. So a little disappointed with that one, but, you know. We had that same energy and effort against HLOF, so a little disappointed with that one, but, you know, just another game.
All right, and finishing up the wrap-up here, last night you guys had Red Rock Central on the road, and, you know, that's a very physical team, a very, football-oriented, I'd say, but they've got Henry Stavinas, who's one of the best offensive players that you will see in the Red Rock Conference. You know, they're a physical squad, and Henry went for 41, but Aiden Olson set a school record with 44 points and getting his 1,000th career point. I'm sure it was great to see that and also get that win 79-70.
Yeah, just an unbelievable performance by both the Stavinas kid and by Aiden. You know, rarely are you going to go to a high school game and see two kids score in the 30s, let alone into the 40s. So it was one where we knew we could compete with them. We knew we'd have trouble stopping the Stavinas kid. We tried to game plan around him, and as you can see, that didn't necessarily work real well, as he still had 41 points. But as far as what we did, Aiden Olson just took over. I mean, plain and simple, when you score 44 points, I think he had six threes, but he did a real nice job just putting a lot of pressure on him inside, attacking the hoop, getting no boards, going back up strong with it, getting to the line and finishing when he's at the line. So it was something where I think, you know, in the back of his head, he knew his 1,000 points were getting close. We tried to kind of keep it a little bit secret, and he's 41 points away, but we brought a game ball anyway, just in case. You never know. And when he gets hot, he gets hot. So we're happy to, you know, get that one done and over with before the playoffs so we can just focus on winning. But just real proud of him and proud of the boys. We had other kids step up. Caleb Clawson scored six in the second half. And Jordan Concakio put a lot of pressure on their defense as well. So really awesome personal accomplishment for Aiden, but also a really good team win. It was a team that got us earlier in the season. We were frustrated about that. And coming in shorthanded, we, you know, told the boys, you got to believe you can win. Even without Max there, you have to believe you can win. That's the first part of the battle. So I'm proud of the way they responded. Although we couldn't stop the Stavinas kid at all, I thought we competed and made it hard on him. He's just that good. So very, very proud of the boys last night.
All right, Coach. And now looking forward on Friday, you got a play-in matchup here in Section 2A. Having to go on the road, a little bit of a road trip to United South Central. But, you know, winning three games, you know, you're 4-22 on the season, but you've won three games in the month of February. So, you know, starting to kind of find things here towards the end of the year, play your best basketball at the end of the season. That's all that really matters here at this point. And, you know, you got the road matchup against United South Central. What's kind of the game plan headed in to Friday to try to pick up a road victory and meet Medellin in the next round?
Yeah, it's one where we only have one common opponent with them. They played Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Truman, Martin Luther early in the year. So a team that we're not super familiar with. But as you can tell, I'm probably a little, you know, rambling a little bit because I've been up pretty late watching film and watching during my downtime in school today. So trying to familiarize ourselves with what they do. As far as what I've seen so far, they have some size. They have a real nice player, about 6'4", 6'5", inside that's super explosive. So our goal's got to be to try to stop him or slow him down at least. And then they got a bunch of little guards that work extremely hard. You know, so that's the game plan. Again, we got to keep grinding film here today and have a couple nice practices and, you know, hopefully go in confident. We're playing better. We still have too many turnovers. We still give up too many rebounds. But if we can clean up a few little things, I think we can give USC a good game on Friday. And then if you win that, Medealia is a team that embarrassed us pretty bad early in the year. And I know that was an eye-opener for a lot of the team. And that's a team we'd love to have another shot at. So one game at a time, you know, we're all focused on USC. But hopefully we just keep improving here. And you never want the season to end, especially for those seniors.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Good luck on Friday over in Wells. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much, Jack.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Higley Ford Sales Company is your trusted Ford dealership in Windham and the reason customers keep coming back. They offer an extensive new and pre-owned inventory as well as lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. They're dedicated to providing exceptional customer service. Higley Ford looks forward to seeing you.
Five Star Realty is the place to go. Call 832-8100. Five Star Realty is the place to go.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Kobe Lovell of Windham Boys Basketball. And Coach, an up-and-down season throughout the year, but finishing strong. Were you guys winning five of your last six? We'll go back here to Monday, February 9th. Coming off a big win at home against Pipestone, you guys had to turn right around on Monday and take on a Class A opponent in Edgerton. And, you know, Edgerton is a team that's very long. I think they match up relatively well with you guys when it comes to, you know, the length at the guard position. A little bit of a slow one to start the game. I believe it was somewhere around 20-17 at halftime. Yeah. Both teams, you know, struggling a little bit offensively. But, you know, Cade Moffitt is a great guard for the Dutchman. He started to get going a little bit in the second half. But you guys able to pull away in the end and get the big win there at home, 77-47.
Yeah, especially at that time of the season, you're kind of in the thick of things there, where you're kind of playing maybe where you got a little weekend break, and then you play that Monday. We love playing the games. We love playing games. The guys like it maybe more than practice sometimes too, and we get to kind of see some stuff that other guys can do. But going into that Edgerton game, yeah, we knew that Cade Moffitt was kind of their best player, and he's a very good player for anybody that plays against him. I think a lot of people will say the same, but. We gave Jackson Joyce that matchup, and the stats kind of speak for themselves there. I don't think he shot great, Moffitt. That's a credit to Jackson Joyce, and then, like, all the other guys on the court kind of helping out. And we kind of saw what we can kind of do on a nightly basis on the defensive side of the basketball, which was really cool to see because, like you said, they're a very good team. I think they're a five seed in that. In that section, in a very tough section, they could surprise some people going down in playoffs, and I think we kind of handled our own there playing at home, and it was a good showing by everybody on our team that night.
Absolutely, and you were able to kind of keep that winning streak going with a matchup against Grenada Hill East Chain, Truman Martin Luther at home, you know, a girl-boy doubleheader, Friday night game, and you guys able to show out and get the win 78-48.
Yeah, we had a good little stretch there of practices in between Monday and Friday, and we were kind of able to hone in on some stuff, and Friday was that Winterfest game, so a lot of guys were excited. We had a lot of people show up, and we wanted to make sure we put on a good show for everybody that wants to come watch good basketball, and that's what our boys did. Everybody on our roster kind of got a chance there to show what they can do, and you put a team effort together like that, and we were fortunate to come out with a win.
All right, and then the next week, you guys had a Tuesday game, another girl-boy doubleheader this time against the Springfield Tigers, and Springfield in that Class 2A, or Section 2A, they are a very, very good team. You know, they were able to hit their shots that night, and, you know, a lot of guys on their team that have been playing together for a really long time, and, you know, they are a well-oiled machine, and they ended up getting the win there at the Nest, 86-72.
Yeah, we knew this was kind of going down the stretch. This is kind of a big game. However you look at it with seeding and stuff, everybody kind of looks at that stuff. And we knew Springfield was a very tough team, like you said, in that section. They're a top, I think they're the two seed maybe, and they showed why they are the two seed. They run the floor well. They get up the floor. They cause you to turn it over, and they have about everybody on the court kind of, if you see their scoring throughout,
They all kind of averaged over 10 a little bit. And when you can have about 7 or 8 guys that are doing that, it's really hard to guard. And, you know, like you said, they hit shots right away. They kind of jumped on us right away. And in basketball, sometimes it's hard to come back from. But overall, I thought our guys kind of down the stretch here have given great effort. And again, we'll probably see some teams going down the road here that are going to be similar to Springfield. So it'll be a great challenge.
All right. And then, you know, turning around on Thursday, having to bounce back from a tough one on Tuesday. You guys had Redwood Valley on the road. And, you know, Redwood Valley having a tough year this year, but they played you relatively close that first game. And on the road is never easy, especially in the Big South Conference and in a section. But you guys able to get the win there against Redwood Valley 75-64?
Yeah, especially at the end of the year, we knew that game against Redwood, for seeding-wise, was a very big one, and we kind of challenged our guys to go into that game like, hey, you got to treat this kind of like a playoff game because you never know where you'll end up in the seeding. And our guys were ready for sure, I can say that. The preparation going into that was very good. And like you said, at the beginning of the year, we kind of had them at halftime there. We were up like maybe 20, and they ended up making it close, and we only ended up winning by 5. We obviously didn't want that to happen, and they've been playing a lot better down the stretch here. So we knew it was going to be a great challenge for us and playoff-like atmosphere for two teams like us going down the road. And it was great to see our guys play a full two halves together all the way from the jump all the way to the end. So it was really cool to see that come away with the win.
All right, and then to finish up the wrap-up here, you guys had Cedar Mountain on a Saturday on the road. You know, a little bit of a different environment again. Cedar Mountain, one of those teams, lost a lot of guys from last year's squad, but, you know, everybody is a lot better at the end of the season than they are at the start, usually, and Cedar Mountain's kind of one of those teams. A little bit of a different setup there in Cedar Mountain as well. Fans all on one side, Saturday game, you know, a little bit odd, but you guys able to go in there and take care of business and get that win 83-65.
Yeah, that was kind of a weird one for us. Like, you never know with Saturday games and it's the end of the season, who's playing well, who's doing what that day. And we kind of had that little spark there where we needed some more energy. And that first half wasn't probably our best first half, but we were still up 10, and so that's a good thing to say. But in the second half, we really challenged our guys to bring the juice a little bit and play with a little bit more speed and cause them to speed up a little bit, and that's what we kind of did. And we were those get that gap larger out, and we were able to see some good things going into playoffs. So another great win.
Yeah, good win to finish off the season. Yeah. Like I said before, you know, 5 of the last 6 were wins for you headed into the playoff, playing some great basketball. And, you know, now you're set up with another date with Fairmont, and it is a road game. And historically, Fairmont's been a pretty tough place for the Eagles to go into and pull off a victory. But, you know, the first two games in the regular season, scrappy games with the Cardinals. They are 21-4 to finish off the regular season, but you guys were able to play them close and a little bit more of a defensive battle and a chess match with the Cardinals in the regular season. What's kind of your thought process headed into this playoff game? A little bit of a break here to get some rest and some practices in before the playoffs.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely kind of going down this stretch. The Fairmont, we feel like, is a great matchup for us. But when you can win like 5 out of 6, like we kind of did there, winning has an effect on guys. And when you can go 5 out of the 6 with W's, that's what we've kind of been preaching all year long. Like, if you could be playing your best basketball at the end of the year, and I think we still got a little bit more to go, and that's why we play Friday night, and hopefully that all comes together. But like you said, Fairmont, they're 21-4. They're a great team. They're the 3 seed. We're the 6 seed. You got to go to Fairmont. It's a great environment to play basketball. And but the really good thing for us for our preparation is this whole week. You get a whole week to prepare. We'll probably see a little bit of 2-3 zone, maybe a little bit of man. But it's going to come down to those, like, possessions, those middle possessions in the game. With both of our styles, we kind of they like to slow it down a little bit, and we're kind of getting great looks if we get in rhythm. But I feel like we had a great shot if we like, hone in on some stuff here coming down the stretch these next few days, and we're getting rhythm shots. We're finishing at the rim through contact. They got a big 6'11 kid that's Junker Meyer, so you got to learn how to play around that. And I think it's going to be a fun one for our boys. I don't think we got really nothing to lose, and we're going to go play our hearts out, and the rest will take care of itself. We're not going to look back on maybe, hey, we didn't prepare well enough, but I think we are, and we're going in the right direction, and we'll be ready for Friday night. So we encourage everybody to come down and cheer us on at Fairmont.
Absolutely. Expecting a big crowd down there in Fairmont on Friday. Again, if you can't make it, we'll have it for you. Hot Country 94.3, 7 o'clock tip-off. Winnem Eagles and the Fairmont Cardinals. Coach, appreciate you taking the time as always here on The Coach's Show. Good luck on Friday night. We'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it. We'll see you on Friday.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on The Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
A reputation of quality. 8301353. Caron's Electric today.
I am State Farm Agent Stacy Zano in Windham, and I'm proud to support our local and area sports. I'm a member of our community, living and working side by side with you, offering great rates and even better service. Call us at 507-831-4705. State Farm, people you know.
KDOM Radio, that's going to do it for the Coach's Show this time around, talking boys basketball. Again, we do have some girls playoff basketball tomorrow night in St. Peter as Mountain Lake Erie Comfrey takes on Nicola in some girls basketball action around 7:30 tip-off, probably a little bit later than that if they're not on time. And then on Friday, we've got Windham and Fairmont boys basketball playoff action in Fairmont, and Saturday, it's Super Saturday action with a game at 11 and a game at 4. All of it on Hot Country 94.3.